Daf Ayin Vov Omer Aleph on top. The Mishnah says, Kol ha-menochois, tunois, shalosh meyos shifo, v'chamesh meyos bito, that every mincha you have to have 300 times that you have to have shifo, means rub the kernels of wheat, and then v'chamesh meyos bito, then you have to hit them 500 times with your hand or with your fist. So he's talking about that the kernels of the wheat, you have to first rub them to make it soft, to get the husk off them. The same thing that hit them 500 times. Now the Mishnah says, V'hashifa v'abita, this rubbing and the hitting, v'chitim, is talking about with wheat. And the purpose is to take off the klipa before you start to grind the wheat. Now Rabbi Yossi says, Af babotzik, he says, that you also have to do the sheaf and the bito if you make it into dough. And it could be, according to him, you don't have to have it bechlal when it's in the wheat form, but rather if you make it into a dough, the dough you have to make rub and hit 300 to 500 times in order that it'll be kneaded well. Now, kol ha-menochos boyos eser, all the menochos have to be brought 10 chalas or else 10 rekikim. From the isorin of flour that you use, you have to make 10 chalas or else 10 rekikim. Chutz milechem aponim, excluding the lechem aponim, v'chavite kohen gadol, and excluding also the kohen gadol's mincha that it brings every day. Shein boyis shtei mesrei, they come 12 chalas. The shtei halechem is 6 and 6, 12, and the word in the chavite kohen gadol is also 12. Diva Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, Kulon boyis shtei mesrei. No, all the menachis come 12 chalas. Chutz mechalas toideh, excluding the chalas that brought with the korban toideh, which there are 40, 10 apiece, the 4 different types, and each type has 10 to it. And v'hanazira suadin, when the nazir has to bring his mincha, he has to bring the 2 minei hachalas that the nazir brings. So it's called chalas blulz b'shemen or kikei matzos meshuchem b'shemen. They come boyis eser. They come 10. So 10 of each piece by the 10 of each by the nazir, and 10 of each type by the chalas. That's you have 40 by the chalas and 20 by the nazir. But Rabbi Meir holds the other menachis come 12 chalas. Now the Gemara says, Tana, we learned shaf hachas. You have to rub it once. Shtayim, then he beats it twice. Then Shav Shtayim, he has to rub it twice. And Boyit Sholosh, then he beats it 3 times. That's the same how you go on. Samar says, Boyit Rabbim asked the question, Am Tuya V'yasoyi Chad, that day when you rub it, you go forwards and you come back. Is that considered like one rubbing? I do Am Tuya V'yasoyi Trey, or is that considered like 2 rubbings? Going forwards at one, and coming back as a second time. My, what's the law for teiku? Necham is biased by a suffix. So Rashi says, this side, the nimsa comes out, the chishav sholish pomin, when you rubbed it 3 times, boyite, it comes out that you beat it 5 times. And then, the suchais, you go over again. So that's how you have at the end, you'll have 300 times the rubbing, and 500 times the bita. So you go over again, the same seder, that you do 1 rubbing and 2 beatings, then you do 2 rubbings and do 3 beatings. Now the Gemara says, Shifo bito v'chitim, that you have to do the rubbing and the beating when it's still in the stage of a wheat, in the kernels of wheat, to get the husk off it. Rabbi Yossi Yemev Abetz, Rabbi Yossi says, no, you do it when it's in the dough. Yiboilu bebetzik v'loi v'chitim. Does Rabbi Yossi mean to say you only have to rub it and beat it when it's in the form of a dough, but not before? Or Duma may be meant to say afabetzek, even when it's in a dough form. Notice both times you have to do this rubbing and beating of it. So Tashma coming here, the Tanya we learned, Shifo bita b'chitin, that you have to rub it and beat it when it's in the stage of a wheat, in the kernels of wheat. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, that Shifo bita b'botzek, mashma, the rubbing and the beating should be done when it's a dough. So according to Yosef, it only has to be done when it's in the dough form, and not before, when it's still bechitim. Now it says the word kol ha-menochos boyos eser, but the shtei alechem, they come shtei mesrei. So Morris says, Lechem Aponim. So Moshe says, Lechem Aponim Bedik Sivbei. But Lechem Aponim says clearly, you have to have two rows of 6 and 6, that's 12. Chavite Kohen Gadol also asks Yechulka Chukam Lechem Aponim. Learn it out from Lechem Aponim that the Chavitim, the Kohen Gadol brings every single day also, is brought from 12 chalas. Now, Kol Amnochois Teboyes Esther Esiminolan. How do we know that a regular mincha, you have to bake it into 10 chalas? So Mora says, Goma Milach Metoida, learn out from the Lach Metoida. Mal Alan, that's just by Lach Metoida, there are 4 different types, and there are 40 altogether, 10 apiece. Is Afkam, by regular mincha also, Esther. Each type has to be made out of 10. Is a chalas or a kikin? For the Mora, how do you know this? For Leilav Milechem Aponim, why don't I learn out a regular mincha from Lechem Aponim to say it has to be 12? Mal Alan Shtemes, just like the Lechem Aponim, there are 12. Afkan also should be Shtemes with 12. Someone says, no, Mistarvo Tzisvaro, Milach Metoid, Hevel Lamev, the Svart, learn out from Lach Metoida. Shekain Yochid, Tebos the Korban Yochid, Hamith Nadi, the person who is a Finadovom, Shemin, and needs Shemin, Nistel has a Psul, Yaitse with it, there's a Psul, or Solini will have, Shalei B'Shabbos is not Eich HaShabbos, Shalei B'Tum, it's not Eich HaTumno, that a regular minchan lach meitoida is not toich shabbos and not a korban tzibur and not toich and tumah. Says more mistake to learn out from lach meitoida. So more says no other but the opposite. The lechem aponim heaven lamelav. It's more mistake to learn out a regular mincha from the lechem aponim that it should be made baked into 12 chalas. Shekain hegdish, they're both hegdish, meaning they're both kotchi kadoshim. Lafuke the lach meitoida that's only kotchim kalam like the toida itself. Or Lavoina, they both need Lavoina. Matzah, they both come from Matzah, meaning only Matzah. Mashenka, the Taida has Chametz also. The Yetzim, they come because of itself. The Lechem Aponim in a regular Mincha. Lafuka, the Taida comes because of a Korbin. Samar still says, Hanech Nefishin, there are more points that a regular Mincha is doing to the Lach Meitoida, then to say it's done with the Lechem Aponim. So therefore we learn out that Stam Mincha is also 10 Chalis like the Lach Meitoida. Now the East Rilon, if you would tell me and you hold the East Rilon, that Dover Halama B'Gzei Rishova, Chayzim Lama B'Binyanav, sometimes you learn out from B'Gzei Rishova. You could go over and learn it out from B'Binyanav. If so, Nelef Mechavite Kohen Gadol, why don't I learn it out from Chavite Kohen Gadol, just like over there it's 12, who are then a regular mincha should also be 12. Even though you learn out with Gzeira Shava, but you tell me now, you learn out other places also from this. That Mal Alan Shtei Mesra, just like the mincha Chavite Kohen Gadol is 12, Afkan also Shtei Mesra. Someone says, no, Mestavos, Mo Mestavro, Milach Meitoid, the Heavenly Lamed, the Mestavos, Lenach, Milach Meitoid. Shekain Hedjit, Shes Nadev, Chatzoyin. That's a mincha of a Hedjit, that we bring from the Dovah, that Chatzoyin is brought halfway, meaning Chatzoyin is not brought l'chatzoyin. The Lach Meitoid and the regular Mincha, Lafuka the Chavit of Kohen Gadol is brought l'chatzoyin. The Pigul, that they both have Pigul, Mashen Kain, the Chavit of Kohen Gadol has no Pigul. Shaloi B'Shabbos, the Nadoi Chashabbos, Mashen the Chavit of Kohen Gadol is no Chashabbos, Fishloi B'Tumma, the Lach Meitoid, and the regular Mincha is Nadoi Chatumma, Mashenkin, the Chavite Kohen Gadol is Doi Chatumma. So Noah's more mistarva to learn out the regular Mincha from the Lach Meitoida. So Moses says, no, Adarab, but the opposite way. Me Chavite Kohen Gadol have a lamenel. There's more of a sword to learn it out from a Kohen Gadol. Shekein Yisorin, Adarab, they both come the measurement of an Yisorin. Mashenkin, the Lach Meitoida, they have much more. She have Kamas Reinim. And Kli Hegdish, they both come in a Kli Hegdish. Means the Chavitim and the Menochis are both Tunas Kli Shars. Mashenke and Lach Meitoida not. Or Levoino, they both have Levoino. Matzah, there's no comments involved. The Yetzim, they come Mechlalatzma, Namachal Korbin. Hagoshi, you have to bring it towards the Mizbeach. The Ishim, they're burnt. Mashenke and the Lach Meitoida, there's nothing that's burnt. Mashenke, the regular Mincha, there's the Kemitza that's burnt. And the Minchas Chavitim also is burnt. And Vahane Nefishim, still, these last things are also nefishin. There are more ways that a regular mincha is daima to the Chavite Kohen Gadol. So who want to learn out from the Chavite Kohen Gadol that you have to have 12 chalis by every mincha? Samara still says, no, I'll tell you, hedyut me hedyut odifle. It's still more choshev that the lach me toida is brought by a regular person could be menadev to bring a toida. And all then a regular person, a regular hedyut could bring a mincha. La foka the chavita kohen gadol, the only place of the kohen gadol, we don't learn out. Samara mistarva hedyut me hedyut. Now Rabbi Meir Oimer, kulam boyish temes, for he holds no, every mincha also has to be baked into 12 different chalas. Micah Sava, what does he hold? Isamot like this. Israel, if he holds Dover Lama Migzer Shova, Chazel Lama Bin Yinav, Yala Mechavit the Kohen Gadol. It's very good. He can learn out from the Kohen Gadol. Tan and efficient. There are more ways that it's daima to a Kohen Gadol, to the Chavitim of a Kohen Gadol, a regular Mincha, than Lach Metoida. See, if he holds, he could learn out from the Bin Yinav, that's the way he does. And if you tell me, Yisfirle, that the Dover Lama Migzer Shova, Ainu Chazel Lama Bin Yinav, he saw Yalef Melechem upon him. He learned out from Melechem upon him. And Hegdish Mehegdish are the flay. It's more of a start with learn out. Hegdish Mehegdish. And not to learn out from the Lach Meitoida, which is only a Kachim Kalim. Rather learn out from Kodesh Kadoshim, a regular Mincha, and Lach Lechem upon him. They are both Kodesh Kadoshim. So that's from Meir Svarav. He says every regular Mincha also has to be made, baked into 12 Chalas. Then the Mishnah says that Chutz Milach Meitoida Nazirus, Shem Boyes Esseresa. That the Lach Meitoida, everybody agrees, it's made four different types. Each type is made out of 10 chalas. The same thing, the Nazir, two different types, each one 10. The Gemara says, Lach Meitoida, the Hedik Sibbu. Lach Meitoida says clearly, the Hedik Sibbu. It's clearly, you have to have 40, and there are four types. So Pshit, there's 10 apiece. Nazirus, the Yama Marcos, we learned, Shlomovitz says, L'Rabbis, Shalmei Nazir. The Chiddush is Shalmei Nazir also. The Pasuk says, Al Zevach, Toidas Shlomov. Is the Rabbi Shalmei Nozir Liasor Rashi says Kabin? It says the same halacha by Lachmei Toido. The same thing applies to the Nozir. So that's how we learn out that the Lachmei Nozir also has to be made out of 10 and 10. Yes, the Amar Yishlomav is the Rabbi Shalmei Nozir. Omer Rav Tzuv Yabachisnu Amar Shmuel Lachmei Toido Shofen Arba Chalois Yotza. The Lachmei Toido, if you bake just four chalas out of it, also you Yotza. You have to have 40. What kind of four? You have to have 40. You have to have 10 of each type. So Gemara says lemitzvah. Lemitzvah is supposed to make 10 of each type. But with the Yevit, if you only made into one big one of each type, only four chalas, also yotza. And the four chalas are echaz matzah, v'yechon mechometz, v'yechon rekikin, v'yechon revucha. The four different meaning. So but the Yevit, if you only made one out of each one of them, also yotza. In other words, you use the right amount of flour. Just instead of dividing up into 10, you make one big one. So, but the average yotze, it's only the mitzvah, the chetchilom, you have to have 10 of each type, you have to have 40. For the Gemara, why? V'aboy yafrushe truma minayu. But the chura, of each type, you have to take off one for truma to give to the kain. So, the chura, if you only have one big challah from each type, how can you take off truma? V'chitem, maybe you tell me, to mafrish meko chodo v'chodo echod. But the Gemara should be called Chodesh Rashi says Mikol Achas Shadal Chalas, take off a little piece of it, and Achami from each big Chala you cut off 1/10 of it. So Gemara says no, that this is a V'chitayim of the Mafresh Mikol Chodesh B'Chodesh. So Gemara says no, Echad Amar Rachmana means Shlo Yito Price, that you cannot take pieces, it has to be complete. So the Lach Mitzvah has to be complete, or even the one you take for Truma has to be complete. So the kids, so the one chal you take for truma has to be complete. So you can't break it off. This one big, it's not complete. It's not a whole one. So Marin said, the case must be then the afreshin of Elisha, that when it was still in the dough form, in the dough, you took off one piece of it for a challah, for truma, and then you baked it. So pshat is you baked one big challah, but you took off a piece from the dough to make it into truma. So that's how you have one big challah, and you still have truma also. Meis, I have a question on you. It says, Kol ha-menochois sheribo b'midas chaloson oi shemiyat b'midas chaloson ksheirois. Any of the menochois, if you make too many chalos, if you make too little chalos, so it's ksheiro. Chutz milechem aponim v'chavite koin godol v'lach meitoidu nezirus. V'mashenkin lechem aponim, it has to be b'davka 12 chalos. V'chavite koin godol also has to be 12. For Lach Meitoida, Mashma has to be Bedavka 40. You can't make less, you can't make more. And the Nazirus has to be also 20. You can't make less, can't make more. Zirus Mashma is Likuvitz, but the Yevid. So exactly the same with the Eved. If you only bring four lechems for the Toidi Yotza, here it's from Aspen, but the Eved has to be 40. Gemara says in Echrami, who Diyomi says,